Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal authorities and New York police are searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another device found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there's no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
Some media reporting surveillance footage showing between 2 and 4 men at the sites of the Manhattan bomb blast and the other device a few blocks away, possibly putting the devices in place. The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt there, and de Blasio, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two incidents. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people. It happened at a shopping mall Saturday night. He's been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the vote. Analysts see it as a referendum for President Putin to run for re-election in 2018. This is VOA News. In Syria, a fragile week-long ceasefire appears to be in jeopardy. Russia has said it's registered 50 violations of the agreement in the last 2 days. Moscow said an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday killed dozens of Syrian soldiers. The U.S. said it was targeting Islamic State fighters in northeast Syria who were not covered by the truce. City of Aleppo was hit by airstrikes for the first time since the ceasefire went into effect at sundown last Monday. Clashes were also reported east of the capital, Damascus. The French foreign minister accused the government of President Bashar al-Assad of undermining the ceasefire. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the ceasefire was flawed from the beginning.
It was just a question of both sides trying to see where the weaknesses exist, because remember that ceasefire had no quote-unquote enforcement capability.
Iqbal referred to it as a pause in hostilities that appears to have come to an abrupt end. 9 days after North Korea's latest nuclear test, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts and called for tough new measures to further isolate Pyongyang. The test was North Korea's 5th and largest, along with a series of ballistic missile tests the North has been criticized for destabilizing regional security. Mr. Kerry expressed a continued willingness to try to revive dialogue with Pyongyang if it freezes its atomic weapons and ballistic missiles development program.
We have said many times that we are prepared to sit down with the DPRK to deal with the issues of non-aggression, of peace on the Korean Peninsula, of joining the international community, of attracting assistance and economic development, providing North Korea is prepared to talk with the rest of the world about responsible approaches to the question of nuclear weaponry and the nuclear program.
The 3 diplomats said they discussed ways to implement the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2270, which imposed tougher sanctions on North Korea. Doctors attending former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres say they plan to gradually reduce his sedation and his respiratory support. The 93-year-old Nobel laureate, whose public career spans 7 decades, is said to be showing improvement since last week's stroke, but he does remain in critical condition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.